Perek Ches Seif Mem Beis. Hamafarek Harkavat Ku'a. A person who goes and dismantles that construction which one made, which was put together well. Dinoika Soisa. You got a din like Soisa. Why is a chayev minatayah? You're chayev minatayah. Like we said, if a person puts it together, he is chayev mishum boina. If it is in a matzah from ki'or, and putting it together strongly where it comes one item, the person now goes and dismantles this kli, which was well stuck together. Then it's got din from Soisa. Then you're doing an Issur Melacha from Soisa. You're also Chayav Chatos. Oh. Now, with Soisa, you have to know, sometimes you have a problem that you won't be Chayav Chatos because you're doing it in order to get rid of it, which is considered Derech HaShchosa, Kilkul. Kilkul, you're not going to be Chayav Mishum Soisa. You're only Chayav Mishum Soisa if you go and do something which is advantageous. So Soisa, you're going to be Chayav only if you do it Amanos Livloi. In order that you're going to do it in order to build or in order to go and use it again, then you're going to be chayav. That's what he says. Not if you do it in a way that is only to break it down. Let's see that inside. Kashu soisa amanos livnoi. Only if he goes and dismantles it in order to, you should be able to go and build it again. Or he doesn't do it in a way which is to get rid of it, to go and demolish it. He does it in a way that's usable, in order to be used. That means he has to have something UV, something which is positive he wants from it, not negative. He's not only taking it down, he wants to get something positive from it. So the normal positive way is that you want to build from it, you want to put it back together afterwards. Or any other way of which you've got positive reason for it. That if he does it in a way that's just to get rid of it and not to break it, then it can be kalkul. He's only doing kalkul, but also midrabbonon. And it's only going to be also midrabbonon. Mem gimel. Keili asha mikhtar shaloi mispareg elov b'chizik rav. If you've got a kli which the lid gets screwed on to the kli, even if it's very, very strong. Mota le poisko le soigre le sha. You're allowed to go and le poisko le soigre the eze mukta katakea. It's not considered as if you're doing an isa from boina on Shabbos. Or ele el baktoma le melecha es boina be poik bin in the sha. Shevanu et amachloikos ha achoinim betam hetaza. What do you say? Even though we learned before the eze machloikos we showed him a person put together a kli with screwing it on together and it gets stuck very well together with the screwing on, that is with you making the whole kli. If you make only the lid from the kli stuck on well, and you only do that for a short time, you're allowed to do that on top. The fact is why. The Ezra Machlaik is why. The Chazan Ish says, because a lid doesn't come bottled to the kli, and you don't see it as one kli. You see, a lid is separated. There's a kli and there's a lid. Then you can't say it's stuck on together. We call it one item, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The Grav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says that the reason is because it's only binyan l'shah. You're only building for a short time. It's made to be opened. Now, in a short period, therefore, it is not a problem from binyan. I'll call upon him, everybody holds that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. It comes from the Mogen Avraham and Taz. It's just the machlok is what's the reason from the Mogen Avraham and Taz. That Mogen Avraham and Taz say you're allowed to go and put a lid on, even though it is screwed on and it gets very well stuck together. You're allowed to do that on Shabbat. Seif Mem Dalet. Keili Shriginim Har Kivo Ulefarko Tomid. Nachlaku Boya Harachwinim. A Keili which is made to open to put together frequently, which is made from putting together. That is, you're putting together in a way which is frequently opened and closed. Even if the joiners is in a way takua, which means we said very, very, very well stuck together, looked as one item, or in a dagger from Drabonon, and as that is the boiner. Emergilim lafarko yoim yoim. If you usually do it every single day. Some people say there is a problem from boina if it is well stuck together in a way it's takua or mohodak. Machlokes. What is the machlokes? The Chazon Ish says that there's no heta because it's only done for a short time. The Shah doesn't help us. If it is stuck together in a way that is considered takua or mohodak, even if it is done for a short time, it is also according to the Chazon Ish. The Hagrav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says not like that. He says that if it's done only for a short time, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. This case could be a case if a person has a table which is made with legs, which a folding table. Sometimes you have folding tables which are made in a way that you put together the legs. In such a way the legs get stuck well together, but it's made to be opened and closed every day. According to the Chazon Ish, you won't be allowed to do that. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's called Binyan Nashor. Shulchan Aruch Rav says Binyan Nashor with Kalim, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat.